The initial reduction in SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, comes with the end of the federal stimulus spending package that was passed in 2009 to boost the economy during the Great Recession.
What we are doing is trying to alert recipients of this change.
Alexis Lambert is with the Florida Department of Children and Families, which administers the state's food stamp program.
The amount of SNAP benefits each eligible household receives depends on many factors, but as an example, on November 1, a family of four with no income and no other changes to their case will see a decrease in their monthly benefits of approximately $36.
For a family receiving the maximum benefit of $668 per month, that translates to about $432 less per year. Lambert says DCF is bracing for a flood of calls from recipients caught off guard by the decrease, despite an extensive campaign to notify them.
We believe we've done a really good job getting the word out. All of the materials we are providing are in English, Spanish, and Creole. We've provided posters to our access centers and information on our website. So we're hoping that there is not an avalanche of calls, but in preparation, all the call center agents are prepared to answer questions.
The Center for American Progress reports nearly half of food stamp recipients are children. Another 15% of households getting SNAP have an elderly member, and 20% have a member who's disabled. While bracing for the cuts, food programs are also watching U.S. House and Senate conferees prepare to negotiate a federal farm bill. That could have much more far-reaching consequences for the SNAP program.
You know, the 2009 stimulus law really eviscerated the work requirements for food stamps, and today, in most states, there's little or no requirement to work whatsoever.
Congressman Jeff Miller says the cut Friday will be very modest. He's among many Republicans who contend the food stamp budget, which has ballooned since the onset of the recession, needs to be cut further.
The Republicans in the House are very strong in their desire to see the food stamp program more efficient, providing the necessary resources to only those who need it.
The GOP-led House passed a bill last month which would eliminate about $39 billion from the SNAP budget over the next decade. Democrats forming the majority in the Senate have supported about $4 billion in cuts.
Absolutely, there is waste, fraud, and abuse in the food stamp program. I don't believe there's anybody out there that begrudges anybody that is in need of assistance. These are not supposed to be long-term programs either. They're supposed to be hand-ups so people can get themselves back on their feet.
Food banks and other programs that help Florida's food insecure have known the cuts were coming this week, but advocates say that won't make them any easier. Dee Dee Flaunlacker, executive director of Mana Food Pantries in Pensacola, says they're working on changes to their food collection and distribution.
We are actually, effective Friday, November 1, going to be increasing the amount of food that we give in our bags. Right now, we're giving out 4 days worth of food. We're going to take that to 5 days. From the other side, we are encouraging everyone during this holiday season to please be sure that they give food and give donations of cash to hunger organizations.
For the past 3 months, Flaunlacker says demand has been outpacing their food intake. As a faith-based organization, this is where the faith part comes in for Mana.
We're hoping that for November and December especially, we'll see, as we always do, an increase in the amount of food that comes in, as well as the amount of gifts that come in. That's really important because although oftentimes we think about food around the holidays, the challenge is that every day somebody needs Mana.
Events on tap for this fall for Mana Food Pantries include the annual Pick a Bowl, November 8th at Pensacola State College, and Fill the Mayflower during Thanksgiving week.
We have so many people that are hungry and need help from a lot of different sources, but what we are doing is working with some other hunger organizations in the area, and actually if we have an excess amount of something, which doesn't happen very often, we actually share that out with other groups.
In the short term, food banks in Florida have built their donor base since the recession began and now collect about 173 million pounds per year. The long-term problem is that Florida's economic recovery remains slow, with many low-paying jobs whose holders cannot make ends meet. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.